My name's Dylan Fashbaugh. I'm a software engineer based in New York City. I'm a dad and I love all things tech, and I'm a huge gamer.
Yeah, and this what you've done with this with the work with Doritos, the Silent Snack, and the crunch cancellation technology. This very much look at it aimed at the gaming community, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. It's aimed at helping make voice chat completely clear while people are able to dive into snacks.
Yeah, because we know that gaming and snacking, they go hand in hand, don't they? I mean, if you're a gamer, you want your crisps and your other snacks. So can you tell me a little bit about what this is and the work that you've done with this crunch cancellation technology?
Yeah, for sure. So really I'm a gamer. I've been a gamer for over 20 years. And one of my favorite things to do while I game is, of course, snack. But on the same time, while you're on the other end of that voice chat, it can be very distracting. So, earlier this year, Doritos came to me with this idea to make Doritos Silent. It's the world's first AI augmented snack, where we created this crunch cancellation technology to completely remove the sounds of crunching from voice chat. And basically, what it lets us do is take the sound of someone's voice, and separate it from the sound of crunching, so that we can deliver a clear voice chat while people are enjoying their favorite snacks.
Okay, well, you mentioned the AI element here, and
Yeah.
those may have heard of AI. A lot of people may sort of be aware of it, not know much about it. So how does that work? Can you explain that sort of element of it?
Yeah, so the way that AI works in here is that the computer uses AI to learn the difference between the sound of a crunch and the sound of someone's voice. And the way that we made that work is that we recorded a little over 500 crunch sounds. So we actually crunched 500 Doritos, and then we yeah, it's a lot of Doritos.
Love
And then we turned that into 5,000 crunch sounds, because we can actually simulate all kinds of environments around those crunch sounds.
brilliant.
And then
I love the idea of you getting to eat. Well, I presume there's a team of you. It's not just you sitting there eating all those crisps, I'd imagine.
absolutely, yeah, it was there's a lot of snacking involved in this project.
Brilliant.
But yeah, so we were able to train the AI on those samples, and we were able to teach the computer how to separate the sounds of crunching and the sounds of someone talking.
Okay, so if you're a gamer and you like your crisps and you want to kind of make use of this, how does it work? How do we kind of get this on our system? How do we access it?
Yeah, so the way to get access to it is it's available today on doritos.co.uk/silent for Windows PCs. And so you just download it there, install it, and then turn it on. And then any program you have that can accept a microphone, you can use crunch cancellation in.
Love this. So I'm thinking of gaming, but I'm thinking other uses as well. I mean, if you want to have a cheeky snack where you want a Zoom call for work and stuff, I mean, you could use it for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It works in absolutely anything that accepts a microphone. So it works in Zoom, works in Google, works on anything that can take voice chat.
Love that. And I know on the back of this, there was some research that sort of showed how we mentioned, snacking and gaming go hand in hand. But actually, the sound of crunching, distraction for many people, disliking the sound of others eating when they're hearing the crunching, they're almost at that point where they're going to log off. I mean, what is it about the sound of crunching, do you think, that people find annoying that they don't like?
I think the biggest thing is that it just takes you out of the current experience you're in. So, if you're playing a game and you're deeply focused, you're playing some battle royale game or something where you're just totally focused working with your team, and then one of your teammates starts crunching on some snacks, it's just not exactly the it pulls you a little bit out of that
Yeah,
world that you've been in.
actually, and it gets very serious and very competitive for the gaming community.
Exactly.
I mean, gaming's come a long way. I mean, I'm just thinking back. I mean, I'm not a big gamer myself, but I'm just thinking back to the old sort of games of the 90s, and you look at what we've got today. I mean, it's just developed in so many different ways, isn't it? Over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gone a long way, and most games today are multiplayer as well, and that led to another reason why crunch cancellation was needed,
Yeah.
because so many games are multiplayer, and so many of them support a huge number of players online at the same time in voice chat, and so it made complete sense to make something that could help improve the experience for that community.
Yeah, I can imagine if lots of people, you mentioned multiplayer, lots of people on there, all crunching crisps, that's going to get very distracting, particularly if there's multiple people doing that at the same time.
Certainly, certainly. Yeah. And I can tell you it does from experience.
Yeah. So what's the sort of the feedback been? I mean, presumably you've sort of had trials and you've kind of tested all this. What's the sort of reaction been?
Yeah, so far, I think everyone's just been impressed at the ability to completely remove that sound. There are other techniques out there to do some level of noise cancellation, but none of them really quite remove the sound of someone crunching on snacks the way that this one does.
Okay. I'm wondering what the future for this is. So at the moment you've got it online. Is there a way? I mean, the thing that annoys me in face-to-face situations, if we go to the cinema or the theater, people eating crisps and snacks and rustling. I mean, is there a way of stopping that? Have you got some sort of technology for that?
You know, somewhere down the road, I could see something like that existing. Could imagine having crunch cancellation on a pair of headphones, for instance. Mm. You know, it could eventually happen.
Very exciting to hear, sort of look at what the future may hold for this. But this is a game changer, literally, for the gaming community. So remind us then, Dylan, how do we get hold of this cancellation technology?
Absolutely. So what you do is you go to doritos.co.uk/silent. Then you can download the technology right there, install it, turn it on your computer, and then you can use it in anything that has voice chat.
Brilliant. I think in lots of other alternative uses for this as well. So be interested to see where you go with this. And, it's brilliant work that you're doing. And a hard job, isn't it, eating all those crisps? I mean, that's someone's got
to. Oh, yeah. That's the most challenging part.
Yeah. Have you got a favorite flavor then? Have you tried all different flavors and stuff?
I'm a huge fan of Chili Heat Wave. Ooh, okay. It's just the best. My favorite Dorito. Yeah.
Oh, I'm more into the barbecue myself. That'll be my go-to, I think. But...
Oh, yeah. It's also good. I like them all. I've had a lot of flavors and a lot of I think I've tried most of them, or if not all of them.
I think you're probably the authority on crisp flavors now. I mean, put all this together. Dylan, thank you so much, and good luck with everything, and we look forward to seeing what develops on this and where you go from here.
Thanks so much, John.